There's a girl walking up the street, in the middle of the street. I don't know where she came from, and it doesn't look like she knows where she's going. She's just meandering. She doesn't see me, and I stand here quietly because for some reason I don't want her to see me. I can't keep my eyes off her, though. For some reason I think she is the answer. For some reason I think she is the meaning of life. We look at each other for a second, and she walks toward me slowly, still meandering, stopping to light her lighter, but I'm not sure why. I think she's trying to light the snow on fire. Eventually, "Hi," I say, "Hi." "Was that your dad asking me to come in?" she asks, pointing to Mike's house. I shake my head. "That's our neighbor. I don't have a dad." "Immaculate Conception?" "Sure," I say. "Cosmic." She reaches down deep into her parka pocket and seems disappointed that nothing is in there. "Dads are overrated anyway." "You probably only say that because you have one." She says, "My mom told me that my dad was an ass man when I was 5 years old. I didn't know what it meant. She told me later that some men are ass men, some are breast men, and some are leg men. I'm looking for a brain man. Haven't found one yet." I don't know what to say to her. I never thought about it this way. Also, hell of a way to start a conversation. It's like they have us carved up before we're even in middle school. Fuck men. No offense, but you all are a bunch of assholes, fathers included. I don't know what to say to that either. I want to tell her I'm a brain man, but I'm not one. I've looked at breasts, I've looked at legs, I've looked at asses. "Maybe it's because no one can actually see the brain," I say. "Like, you have to get to know someone before you know their brain." "No shit." I let too many seconds pass. "We're all assholes," I say. She looks at me and rolls her eyes. "Sorry. I'm trying to think of a guy I know who's a brain man, and I can't think of one." "Doesn't make you all assholes. I mean, are you an asshole? Out here shoveling snow in the dark? Assholes are usually lazy." "I've never been lazy. This makes me feel good." "Anyway, it's not like you're an orphan," she says. "True." I think of Mom. Sometimes I feel like an orphan, but I'm not an orphan. "And you'll get a good job soon. It'll be in your mailbox tomorrow. Watch for it." I don't know what to say. "You got a smoke?" she asks. I hand her one, and she lights it with her lighter. I don't feel like smoking another one, so I just watch her smoke. I notice her lips, full and red. No lipstick. Just naturally perfect lips. I've never wanted to kiss anyone in my life. Never. But right now? Right now, I want to feel her lips on my lips and taste what she tastes like. I watch her take another pull off the cigarette, and I can't stop thinking about my father. This is my main tunnel. It feeds the other tunnels. I can't get away from him, and I don't even know who he is. I'm 16 years old, and I've never wanted to kiss a girl before. What the fuck is that about? Seriously. A man I never met, a man whose name I don't even know. He's crippled everything about me.